do another quality start for you tonight. Obviously, like the outcome to be better, but how'd you feel out there?
I felt all right. Aside from the second inning, and even in that second inning, I felt like they had executed some good pitches and just had a little tough luck. Hung a curveball to Lede. But other than that curveball, I felt like I made pretty good pitches. Go back and look at it, sometimes you get a little lost in what was a good pitch and what was just a, you know, you get an out on. So, yeah, I mean, the extra run in the sixth doesn't help. 2-0, if you're facing Sandy, you got to be damn near perfect. So, just not good enough today.
Churchin talked about that play in the sixth inning to sort of set up that last run that was scoring. He just said he needs to get the ball in quicker. Was there something else going on that play?
I don't know. I mean, that's probably a better question for him. I know I was a little frustrated. I mean, I saw him pulling up for a double and maybe just took a chance at challenging him. And Pro's been great out there all year. And I don't mean to make it sound like he's baiting guys into running and stuff, but, I mean, maybe our relay guy was a little out of position. You know, he told me he was waiting for him to get over in position and thought he got rid of it enough time to hold him from going. So, I mean, it is what it is, dude. It's frustrating at the time being, but, you know, Profar is not a lazy player by any means, so mistakes happen, and I know it won't happen again.
It looked like you and a bunch of the other guys just came over, and, you know, a moment of accountability, but also maybe like, hey, let's get it together and keep going.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it is throughout the year, and there's stuff happens on our end as pitchers that, you know, they get on us about, and it's just like you said, it's a little bit of accountability and checking in with them, but, you know, he had reasons for why the play happened the way it did, and, you know, we trust him out there, so we move past him.
What was the conversation like with Bob when he first came out to get you in the sixth?
Yeah, I think he had intentions of kind of just seeing where I was at, but planned on letting me go. I know I was up over 100 pitches, so, you know, with him coming out any time, and he always tried to read their actions and their emotion as they're walking out, and it felt like he was going to call to the bullpen, and I was trying to mouth to him, like, come talk to me at least, let me, you know, because I felt good. I wanted to finish that inning. Obviously, I was a little frustrated about giving up that last run, and I wanted to, you know, to finish off my own inning, but I felt strong at that point still. It felt good. I just took a little convincing to get him to leave me out there.
Mm-hmm. And then what was the conversation like with Austin, and what was that like?
Yeah, just trying to figure out how we were going to pitch that guy. You know, we had a good report on him on what we wanted to do, and we had kind of left one of those opportunities open at the top of the zone. We hadn't pitched him up much, so talked about using the fastball up to try to get him, you know, in an advantage count for us, and then using the spin to put him away, and that was one of the better sliders I threw of the night. The sliders, the last handful of outings, I haven't had, like, the comfortability and the confidence that I've had, you know, the start of the year with it. Just hasn't been that consistent for me, so I've relied on the curveball a lot, and usually throughout some course of the game, I find the slider, and today I didn't really feel like I ever found it until my last pitch of the outing, which felt like a really good one, and, you know, should I have more time to go, I, you know, probably could have used it a little more, so.